Light One Candle by No Ideas for Names. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. It's been a week. Jim sits on the edge of his bed, hands twisted in the hem of his shirt and one knee bouncing just a little. It's strange, he thinks, knowing that just a week ago he'd been on the precipice of having to make a decision that would have doomed over a million people, including his own nephew, who'd refused to speak to him since that first disastrous conversation after he woke up, including Spock. Spock. Logically, Jim knows that his first officer is just fine. No longer confined to sickbay, but still required to report for regular checkups. He knows that Spock is probably sitting at his desk in his quarters barely 10 meters away, catching up on paperwork. Knows that Spock's eyes are recovering just fine, though his vision will likely never regain its former sharpness. He knows this. But every time Jim closes his eyes, all he can see is Spock lying prone on a bio bed, wrists and ankles bound, and face twisted in incredible pain. Can hear the flat but confused and maybe even a little bit scared voice saying, "I am also quite blind." Can. Jim sighs. He scrubs his hands over his eyes. The door chimes. "Come in." The door opens with a whoosh that almost seems too loud. It's a welcome reprieve from the noise inside his head. A familiar shadow falls across the floor. "Computer," Spock says, "lights to 15%. The door shuts behind him and the shadow moves. Jim watches it shift instead of meeting his first, still not entirely recovered eyes. "Spock." "Captain." Spock crosses to the wall unit. "Computer, 2 Sifganyat with sugared Gaspar jelly. Parv." The replicator whirs and Jim finally looks up. Spock is holding a Hanukkah. "What's that for?" "Tonight is the first night of Hanukkah, Jim." "That can't be right," he says, furrowing his brows and regretting the action a moment later as his headache returns with a sudden vengeance. "We just celebrated Hanukkah a few weeks ago." Spock sets the plate of jelly donuts on Jim's bedside table and sits beside him in one fluid motion. "In 20th century New York City, yes. However, we returned to our own time at the moment we left, as you should recall." "Right." "Damn, now Spock looks worried. He's doing that thing where he tilts his head to the side and his lips tick downward just so." Jim clears his throat. "Of course, must have slipped my mind." Spock is clearly still concerned, but he nods. "Would you like to light the first candle together?" A memory springs unbidden to Jim's mind, Sam's hand around his as they light the shamash. He swallows hard. Their relationship, this aspect of it at least, is still so new, after all, and Jim hardly knows where they stand after the events of the past week. He just wants to hold on to Spock and never let go. "I'd love to." Spock's pupils reflect the flickering candlelight, Jim notices, just before he closes his eyes. "Sleep now," Spock murmurs. "There is nothing more you must do today." "Were it any other night," Jim would protest. Remind his first officer that a captain's work is never done. "Not tonight." Tonight, Spock wraps his arms around him, and Jim sleeps. Light one candle for the strength that we need to never become our own foe. And light one candle for those who are suffering, pain we learned so long ago. Light one candle for all we believe in, that anger not tear us apart. And light one candle to find us together with peace as the song in our hearts. The end.